You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Nicole Brown talks to her friend and mentor, musician Roland Carter, about his celebrated arrangement of Lift Every Voice and Sing.
You are such a phenomenal talent, a national treasure. When did you really know, like, what age did you realize that you had this phenomenal talent as far as starting off playing the piano?
My teacher, actually, Alma Stovall, who practically taught every black kid in Chattanooga who ever took piano, she had a line around the corner every day at her house. She would take pieces of music, especially hymns, and ask me to do creative things with them. So that's how I started doing that.
So let's talk about Lift Every Voice and Sing in your arrangement, because you can go to YouTube right now and you can see choral choirs performing that to this day. And that's where you actually made that arrangement happen while you were at Hampton. Is that correct?
That is exactly
right. What year was that?
It was around 1970.
Wow.
In elementary school, we would sing that song every day. So the song became known as the Black National Anthem. And that's because the song was adopted in 1919 by the NAACP. That's how it became the Black National Anthem, because it would be sung at every NAACP meeting, every civil rights meeting, and all from the 20s right through the 60s or the civil, and even today through the civil rights movement. But I wanted the song to be embraced by a broader audience, mm-hmm. because I think it's much more of it's perhaps the most patriotic song. Yeah. That I know, God and country. So I did an arrangement that I thought that would be embraceable by anybody who wanted to sing. And that was some 47 years ago.
Now, I didn't age you. You just did that. But let me tell you what happened for me when the opening of the African-American Smithsonian was on. And there I see you conducting this huge choir. And I'm hearing this song that I grew up watching you in this town perform and do it. And there I am sitting there watching you, and I'm crying uncontrollably. But there you are.
But yes. I must say, the idea of what I wanted to accomplish mm-hmm. happened this year, 2019. Perhaps one of the world's largest and finest choirs mm-hmm. performed this arrangement.
Yeah,
the Mormon Tabernacle Choir performed Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Wow.
My thing about that song is that it deals with man's inhumaneness to man, not just black and white. And that's what makes it even more important. I think the song even more important today. I can't begin to tell you what it means at this point.
Yeah.
But to have them do that arrangement with orchestra really affirmed what I wanted to get done 47 years ago.
That was Roland Carter and Nicole Brown. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation and others can be found at our website, WUTC.org. The series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.